Gunship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. We're studying 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and we're studying verse 11 right at this moment in time. And I'm bringing you a 9-part series from verse 11 so that we can study the spiritual gifts. This is what it says from verse 10. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself was speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. I have just figured out, beloved, how I can split my iPad in two. And I can have two pieces of scripture side by side. I've just figured it out, and it's quite amazing. So now I can look at 1 Peter. I can also look at 1 Corinthians, because that's where we're going. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. From verse 8 it says, to one person the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. And that's what we looked at yesterday. Wisdom. And to another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. Now, there's a lot of controversy in this. I've seen odd writings on the internet where they say that special knowledge and gifts of wisdom tend to divide the church. Well, if it's dividing the church, beloved, believe you me, it's not coming from the Spirit of God. Any time you get a word of knowledge, if God has given you that ability to have a word of knowledge, when you do get a word of knowledge, it is not to divide the church. It is to uphold the church. It is to edify the church, edify the body. When I say the word church, of course, I mean people and not a building. I'm talking about people or ecclesia. That's the word, ecclesia, meaning people. It is there to uphold and to edify the ecclesia, the group of people gathered together worshiping God. If it does anything else, you know it's not coming from God, it comes from the evil one. You cannot divide a church with gifts of knowledge. It's impossible. Because if it is, as I say, it's not coming from God. It's a wonderful thing to have a gift of knowledge. A few years ago, I used to go and have counselling every single Wednesday. I would go, and I'd go to the healing rooms in East London, and I'd see Terry, and I'd see other people there as well. And always, always, without fail, every time I went in to be prayed for, there was a word of knowledge that came. Always. And it was amazing. That word of knowledge uplifts you. It's a word of knowledge to you or to the body of Christ that no one could know except God Almighty himself. Let me give you an example. A pastor friend of mine was on a plane, and he was going to Washington, D.C. He was flying from London to Washington. And he was sitting in the plane, and he was in coach, as he calls it. And I'm laughing because I can just see him telling this story, and it made me laugh so much. The fact was, he was hoping and he'd been praying that he'd get an upgrade because he wanted to sleep, but he didn't get an upgrade, and there he was in coach. And as he sat there, this guy is a fairly thin guy, and as he sat there, someone came and sat next to him. So my friend was sitting by the window. This guy came and sat in the middle. and to say that he was large is an understatement. But he was a big chap. And this guy just wanted to talk to my friend the entire time. Even before Wheels Up, he was talking to him, saying, "Oh, hi, I'm Dan, and I come from Illinois. I'm making that up because I can't remember. But he was just saying, "Oh, I do this and I do that, and I'm one of these sort of people, and this is my job." And he was just talking away, and my friend was trying to ignore him, but he's a pastor of a church, he can't do that. So he was trying to intently listen, but thinking, you know what, I just want to go to sleep. And he felt like saying to the guy, "Would you mind not talking? I just need to sleep because I'm very tired." But he couldn't do that either. And as this man was talking to my friend, right above his head, my friend saw neon lights. And those neon lights said this word, adultery. And my friend silently prayed and said, "Oh, you're having a giggle, Lord. No, please don't do that. I haven't got to do this, have I? Oh, please. I just want to go to sleep, Lord." But this neon light was flashing and it said, "Adultery." And my friend turned to this man and said, "When are you going to stop committing adultery? When are you going to start honoring your wife?" And the guy's jaw dropped. And he began to cry. And my friend talked to him. And he counseled him. And he led him back to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the man was set free. That is edification, beloved. That is edification. That is what the word of knowledge is all about. We talked yesterday on the program about wisdom. A word of knowledge is another of these wonderful gifts that are bestowed upon us by God Almighty. Not all of us have wonderful gifts of knowledge. Not all of us have wisdom. But some of us do. And if God has given you that gift, then you must use it, beloved. You absolutely must use it as often as you possibly can. Why? Because it upholds and edifies the people of God. It upholds and edifies the ecclesia. Beloved, it is for the church. These gifts are there. It is not for you. It's for the people. And God Almighty is so just and so wonderful and so kind when he gives us those gifts. And I'll tell you this as well. When God gives us one of those spiritual gifts, let's say word of knowledge, because we're talking about word of knowledge today. When God does that, beloved, know this, and know this for sure, he never takes it away. Whatever you do, he never takes it away. And do you know why he doesn't? He doesn't take it away because it's a gift. Would you give your child a gift and then take it away? Maybe you would if it was going to harm someone, but normally speaking, I don't believe you would. It is a gift, beloved. And whatever gift you have, you must use. And if you don't know the spiritual gift or gifts that he has bestowed on you, then you need to ask. You need to ask him now. And just say, "Holy Spirit, what gift have you given me? Please tell me, Lord. Let me know. And I will use that gift for your edification. And that is my promise to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.